Peter Vidmore, there's a lot of pain in training in gymnastics. I mean, you fall off the beam, you know, you can rip your shoulder out in a heartbeat. Tell us about the kind of pain that comes from being that close to a championship and not coming through and losing in a very public way and having to find the character to come back from that.
Well, I think one of the things is to realize in your training that life doesn't always go according to plan. I mean, we can plan for everything and do all the right things, and still things go wrong. At the World Championships before the Olympic Games, going into the high bar finals, I was in second place and had a great chance at the gold medal. I had an amazing skill that I'd put together that worked great in the preliminaries. And then in the finals, the guy that was in first place blew it. So all I had to do was make my routine successfully, and I'm the world champ. And I was having a little trouble with the skill of warm-up, and I couldn't do it correctly. I looked at my coach, and I says, you know, you got to help me. I got 10 minutes till the competition starts. What am I going to do? And he tried to give me all the advice he could, and finally I just looked at him and said, you know what, no matter what, I'm going for it. I didn't want to play it safe and guarantee that I not win. Why not take the chance and see if I can? And I came around to catch the bar, one of those crazy flip catches, and the bar wasn't there, and I dropped 12 feet to my stomach, and I was devastated. I mean, I think I placed like eighth, and eighth place in the world isn't too bad, but there were only eight people in the competition, so I was just crushed. And it was on Wide World of Sports, and it was everything you could imagine that could be in, you know, the right place, the right time for me to win and become a world champion. And I was crushed. I was absolutely crushed. But I remember walking back from the arena to the hotel, and my coach kind of cornered me, and he looked at me, and I didn't want to talk to him. I was mad. I was upset. And he says, you know, Pete, this isn't the end. It's not the end. The end is the day you quit gymnastics. He says, you're always learning. What are we going to do now to make sure this doesn't happen again? And I'd been taking that skill for granted. It was a very challenging, difficult skill. I thought I had it under my belt. I didn't. And so for the next 6 months, I really, really focused on that skill, doing it correctly, kind of like you analyzing that film and shifting your technique a little bit. I did the same thing. And when the games rolled around in 84, I used the exact same routine on the horizontal bar. I scored a perfect 10. And so I look back from the experience and say, wow, I'm so glad I failed. It wasn't fun when it happened because I hated the entire experience. But looking back, I'm glad it happened because it taught me to really focus in on those things I had to work on to really get better. And it worked for me in the long run. And that's how it is with mistakes. If we pick them up and use them to our advantage, you know, figure out how we're going to learn from it, we can actually be much, much stronger than had we never made the mistake in the first place.